This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Wednesday, September 10th. Let's look into the Ask the Editor mailbag. Let's begin with Mike McGivern, who says, "Hey Wade, I'm a big fan of the site. My question today is, what if WWE has a breakout young star that fans really get behind in the next few years? Would it be a good idea for WWE/NBC Universal to produce a reality show following him or her around? I think a show featuring a marketable young star on the road and at home could be quite good and even reach a more mainstream audience. WWE was fairly successful with the Tough Enough series, but this will go beyond that and effectively show a wrestler and the highs and lows they face as a superstar. Keep up the good work. Go Vikes." Yeah, Go Vikes is right. Well, on your question of reality show, you're asking, let me get this right, you're asking a TV network or wrestling promotion to plan a few years ahead of time and budget money for something that could make money 2 or 3 years from now rather than next week or next quarter? First of all, that's crazy. But is it a good idea? Yes and no. There's a risk involved in that if they were to decide on one or two wrestlers to get behind and film in a reality-type format, who do you choose where you would know that they would be around a few years later and that work would pay off? I mean, that would be a big risk. You know, do we pick on Kenny Dykstra or R-Truth or the Brian Kendrick or go real young? You know, go a Evan Bourne or a Colt Cabana, somebody who's just at the very start of their WWE fame. I think let's take an example. Let's say they chose Evan Bourne. Let's say they think he's going to be a breakout megastar. And boy, would that be great if that were the case. I mean, somebody of his size, his skill level, being a breakout star in a promotion dominated by big men, for as long as we can remember, would be great. If they were to do that and they filmed him, let's say one of the reasons that Evan Bourne made it big was a gimmick that they gave him a year from now. And that can happen. Sometimes wrestlers start off generically and they grow into a gimmick. And if that gimmick was remarkably different than how he is in real life and how this documentary would have portrayed him, then there's risk there. Now, if the idea is to do a reality show and feature it on television now, and use it to promote the superstar, which also might have been what you're getting at, more so than filming it now to air later in kind of retrospect, that I like. That's fascinating. But you have the problem. The catch-22 is, would people watch a show about somebody who isn't a star yet? And so then you're putting your resources into a TV show to say, get to know this guy you don't know very well and may not care about, or you might kind of like but might not want to reserve a half hour a week for. That's a tough call. I mean, there's a real... I mean, I like it in concept, but if I'm looking at it from a pure budget standpoint, what network do we put it on and when, that's a tough call. I think if we knew somebody was going to be a superstar and there was some way to do it, maybe. But I think it's a good idea, but I think there's some challenges in terms of getting it executed where I would look at it and say, yeah, let's greenlight this project. Is it a show I'd watch? Well, maybe. But in some ways, I kind of know what wrestlers do. They check into hotels, and then they drop off their bags, and then they change into gym clothes, and then they go to the local gym that everybody's known about for years that all the wrestlers go to when they're in this town, and they work out, and they grab a bite to eat afterwards, load up on their protein, and then they go back to their hotel, probably, change back, go to the arena, wait around, get their instructions, eat at catering, hang out, gossip a little bit, and then they go and do their thing in front of the fans, in front of the crowd, sometimes in front of cameras, and then they leave, and then they go find a 24-hour diner where they can load up on some more food, and maybe stop at the bar for a drink or two, or go back to the room and smoke a joint, or go back to their room and play video games, or check the internet to see what people said about their matches. And then they go to sleep. And then they wake up, usually ungodly early after not enough sleep, and shower, and oftentimes a shower where their head is above the flow of the water, because hotels, for whatever reason, think everybody's under 5'11" tall. It's one of my pet peeves. It's half the reason I don't leave the house. I leave the house, but it's half the reason I hate hotels, I'll put it that way. And then they get on an airplane, and or sometimes a car, but usually an airplane, and they fly to the next town and they rinse and repeat until it's time to go home. So they do that for a few days and then they go home. What do they do at home? Well, their job is to go to the gym and eat well and pay their bills and probably chill out, sit on the couch and eat better than most people eat, but and catch up on sleep and try to see if there's a personal life. They might have a mother they want to visit. They might have a brother or a nephew or a niece they want to visit. You know, do a little family stuff. They probably have a relatively normal life when they go home. When you're a wrestler on the road 200 days a year, 250 days a year, you don't have a lot of time to be one of the most interesting people otherwise. You know, you might read books. You might play video games. You might like working on your car in the garage. You might like going on bike rides, whatever it is. Again, I'm not sure I think what makes wrestlers interesting is what they do on camera as it is, which is the wrestlers. So you'd have to not only find somebody people would want to off. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.